Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others, with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, and welcome to episode number 67 of the
Brocast.
And sitting across all the way in his house, he's my bro, he's your bro, he's my Devon, and I'm Big Bubba Ray. Give it up for my bro, Alan.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be back in your ears, your car stereos, yet again for another fun-filled episode of the Brocast. Interesting you say there, Tom, that I'm Devon and you're Bubba. I don't say that, brother.
Yeah, I thought of it as I've said it. I'm like, yeah, I got that wrong.
No, I'm the bully Ray. I'm sorry. But if we are talking like old school Dudley boys, I would like to think that you're Sign Guy Dudley and I'm Big Dick Dudley. Yeah, that's how
I'm
like
to think. I'm the one that doesn't wrestle and just holds up the signs and just walks back, just back and forth on the side there with his crazy jackets on.
If you actually comparison, put a photo next to Tom and Sign Guy Dudley, you could probably think they're the same person, guys.
Well, I will say we both have ponytails, so I will say that because he does have a ponytail and he still has his little goatee beard and glasses. So I take that compliment. Thanks, Al.
That's the only good one you're getting for the show. Let's move on.
Oh, look at you. And I didn't bugger up the intro today, did I? Like last episode, so...
Wasn't going to bring that up because that's in the past. We're looking towards the future now, Tom. So let's just move on. Let's do that.
Let's kick in with an intro, eh? So, guys, the Brocast podcast, you can check us out on Apple iTunes, on Podbean, on CastBox, HiCast, and a range of different podcast providers. You can check us out on our social media tabs, which is on Instagram, all one word, the Brocast podcast. And the main way is on Twitter. All one word, at the Brocast, TheBrokast. And this again is episode number 67. And I said to Alan at the start, 67? Mm-hmm. Wait, when did we crack 60? When did we do 61? Because it's been such a crazy busy year we've had.
This year has been very interesting, guys. A lot of stuff has gone down pretty much today, I would say, in across Victoria, Melbourne, Victoria, around our way. Wouldn't you say, Tom?
Yeah, I would say that just when you think everything's easing, they just, someone in Victoria bugs it up for everybody else, and then we all have to suffer for it, guys, because as of last night, because today is Thursday, the 23rd of July, so as of Wednesday, the 22nd, 11:59, you have to wear masks all the time outside. So if you're going to the shops, you're going to the petrol station, you're even walking the dog, you have to mask it up 24/7 now.
Yes, it's a very interesting time. Luckily, I've got both my partner and her mother are quite good at sewing. So they've actually done a few masks for themselves and also for me. So, yeah, it's actually – and you can put them in the wash, clean them, take them back out, dry them, put them back on. It's perfect.
I've seen so many social media accounts of people saying this is how you make your own mask, like step one, step two, and how to do it all. But it's also even like looking worldwide, how many podcasts are using it as an opportunity to promote their works and stuff like that. I have had a chat to Alan off mic around potentially doing a TBK pod mask, and I'm just trying to work out where we could actually get them from, because I know a couple of places that design all of our shirts may be closed for a little bit, but I might have a bit of research around getting a TBK pod mask.
Well, how long do you think this this way of being down here in Australia, how long will we as people have to wear masks for? How long do you think?
I made an observation back in late February. I said to my wife, if we get locked down, I reckon we'll be locked down till October. I said that all the way back at the start of the year. I just had a gut feeling September, October. And through the work that I do, I'm actually hearing people saying, you're better off just riding off the rest of this year. Like, you're not going to be back at work. You're not going to be going back and running community activities. You're looking at 2021. You just have to give this year, just do everything online and plan for the next year. And I'm like, oh, cool. Okay. I guess that's what it's like. And then, yeah, homeschooling just kicked back in for the kids now. So if all of our kids aren't at school, so we've got a high school, primary, and a kinder all at home. So I'm back again into juggling husband hat, daddy hat, and work hat.
Yeah, sounds difficult for you as a teacher's aide at a school. I'm at school all the time. The classroom I'm currently am working in is not closed down. We are still allowing students to come in. It just helps out the parents and it helps out the kids quite a bit. They're actually enjoying the teachers are wearing the mask now. Because luckily for a friend of ours of the show named Josh, he went out and actually bought a couple of masks for everyone, all the teachers in the room.
Nice.
Sort of superhero style ones.
Oh, very cool.
So I'll have to do a picture on my socials, guys, and I'll show you, because the one I got is got Robin in it from Batman and Robin, and it's the old Burt Ward Robin with the shorty shorts, and the legs are open to a particular part of the mouth. So it's like, it's very much showing. Gee, willikers, Batman. To the back cave.
They're going to call Alan. Come here. We've had a few complaints about your mask. If you're able to not wear it, it's a bit revealing.
No, it's actually not quite revealing. Okay.
You also drew a picture on the front.
We saw a little bit of a dicky. We saw a dick.
I'll rub it off. Just get a black marker. This is making it worse.
It's making it bigger. I can explain.
Oh, man.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, Al.
Why are we here?
Well, we're actually doing a Wrestling Companion. No. Now, guys, this is actually Wrestling Companion number 44, bro. 44 wrestling shows that we have watched from start to finish. We're talking about ECW, WWE, WWF, WCW, some NWA, also some TNA. And today we're actually traveling to the World Wrestling Federation. And this is the first time, Al, we've covered a WWE since April.
Yeah, we've come back, guys. Remember, we've had a bit of a sook. WWE is not like we liked it back in the day. That's why we stopped doing the 2015 years, because we didn't like the product and we don't know what's going on now. There's a lot of change in the world, and I'm going to say I swear to myself a couple of months ago, get the fuck over it, Fatso. Okay, just deal with it.
And just like the world is changing, we're changing too, changing back to doing things.
We're going back to what makes us feel better.
Yes, we're traveling back to a year that we've only covered a few times. We're only covered it three other times, guys, in these 44 companions, and we are covering a Monday Night Raw. This is actually the first time we've covered a Raw, I think, since October last year when we did a Raw Roulette show. Actually, no, let me think. There was one after that. It was the December show where we covered, the night after Armageddon 1999 and the Stephanie and the McMahon-Helmsley regime was in effect.
You wanted to bash my skull in, Dad.
And that was a show that we decided to do on the fly, and I had no prep for that one, and I had no notes, and I just completely just watched that going, I have no memory of this show at all.
The main event was the New Age Outlaws against Triple H and Test for the tag team titles.
Yep.
And Andrew Mann got the shit kicked out of him.
He makes the tag. They turn on him.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Well, this time, guys, we are actually traveling. This is Get Up Your WWE Network. Yep. We're going on to July 24, 1995, Monday Night Raw. And this was the one which featured only four matches.
Yes.
It's a pretty good card. And I only wanted to cover it because if you've seen the poster art that I've put up, we got a classic matchup. This is actually the second time that we have Hayakusa and Bret Hart face off. They did face Bless off you. At the... What's it?
Bless you.
What?
You sneezed. You sneezed.
Did I sneeze? I didn't sneeze.
Yeah, when you said, well, who's wrestling against Bret Hart?
We got Hayakusa.
Bless you.
Look at this guy with his jokes over here. Mr. Comedian, mate.
What? I thought you were sneezing.
It's Bret Hart versus Hayakusa.
Bless you. Cover your nose. Can you do the dab when you do it too, please?
You see when me, whip? You see me? No.
Please don't.
My son said the same thing. He said, please don't.
Which one is this? This is the middle or the youngest?
They all said it in unison. So. Oh,
the whole kids, including the missus?
Yes, she did.
Oh, right. So, sorry again. Oh, sorry to interrupt you. Who was it again?
It's Hayakusa and Bret Hart.
Bless you.
Shut up.
All right, moving on.
Now, this is actually the second time they're facing off. They faced off at In Your House, which I actually covered when I did my solo show, In Your House 1. I think I did that June of last year or the year before. And this is actually facing off in the main event. It's a classic matchup. And if you were watching the part of that time, was it Hayakusa was carrying around Bret Hart's head? Shut up, El. His styrofoam head through a number of weeks and would simply pull it out of the sack and hold it up and then just give it to his manager and then he would have a matchup.
Big shout out to you, especially. This is another shout out. The actual concept art that you've done for this actual episode looks amazing, guys. He's really outdone himself. Well done.
And I will say, you probably noticed with the hair that I've got in that that picture that I recently had a social picture of me put up on my Facebook that my wife took of my long hair. And it seems to have got a couple of shocked faces and a few likes there on the Facebook. So,
well, have you ever thought about putting it on our Twitter just to let the people know?
I might do that.
Sure.
I won't, but I...
No, no
I
you don't.
I will. I'll find the picture and do it again.
No. You won't. You'll forget about it. Like, you'll
That's
just
funny
move
because
on.
I'm wearing that really bright colored shirt and I'm wearing pink salmon jeans in that picture as well. So, and a side note, the shirt was tucked into the salmon jeans.
And I had my socks tucked into my had the socks right up, the knee-high socks.
Yeah, I tucked the jeans in, yeah.
Had my New Balance on. Was about to cut the grass.
I haven't entered that part of my life yet.
Bullshit.
Oh, funny, just a really quick one. I found a photo of myself the other day just wearing that look, but probably about 7 years ago. And I'm like, did I leave that? Is this whole growing the hair? Is this what do they call it? Midlife crisis. Is this my midlife crisis time now? Or was I the senior father years ago?
Well, they normally do say when you hit a midlife crisis, you start doing things that you never really did before. So I like to think with this midlife crisis of you, I think it started with this show.
Yeah, I might say. Well, that's when the hair started growing. Remember, I used to do hair updates when we first started the show.
Yeah. Move on.
And, guys, we've got a four-match card. We've got Shawn Michaels taking on Jimmy Del Rey. The Smoking Guns are in action, and we've got Waylon Mercy is in the co-main event.
Well, hi there. So nice to meet you.
What we're going to do is load up the WWE Network and go to, July 24, 1995. But before we actually kick into this show, there's a great podcast that we think you guys should definitely check out.
What's up, y'all? This is Jay from the Get Joe podcast. We're a group of four Filipino dudes from the Chicagoland area who simply loves wrestling. With our podcast, we call things how we see it, and we do it in an entertaining fashion. We're critical of the things that we don't like, we applaud the things that we like, we have plenty of heated discussions, we have a sweaty session every week, and we make damn sure that there are a lot of get Joe moments in each show. If you don't know what that is, remember Dolph Ziggler? It should have been me. Man, if you don't get your wannabe telenovela actor looking ass out of here, that's what Get Joe is. You'll be leaving each show with a bunch of laughs. Follow us every week on all podcast platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Get Joe Podcast. Give us a try.
All right, guys, we are back. Do you have your network ready? Do you have it ready on your side, El?
I have it ready on my side, bro.
Would you like to give us the official Counting of the Down.
Counting of the Down, guys. All right. We are all ready. We are all set, guys. Get ready to hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play.
Look at that. I love that.
For over 50 years.
And looking at that, like, do you remember when it changed? Like, I still remember 2002, I think it changed.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Officially. Mine's just frozen on my side. What's happening here?
Three. Shawn Michaels just won the Intercontinental title from Jeff Jarrett.
Now, that was actually, that's a really good actual event. And that actual matchup, fantastic matchup between those two guys. Really good matchup.
Well, maybe Brocast 2021 might be broadcast in your house.
I have thought about potentially doing that.
Not your boy, Toy. Toy. Sexy boy.
Where are you at your clock? Because mine just froze on me.
Oh, good God, guys. I mean, it's 1 minute in. Cool. It's Monday Night Raw.
I think that was Sean's third time actually becoming the IC champion.
Yes, it was. Are you okay?
That was interesting because that actual show, that was the last appearance of Road Dogg and the last appearance of Jeff Jarrett.
They walked out.
Yeah. Jarrett went over to WCW, and I think, I don't know what Roadie did actually. I think he might have done rehab or something.
Yeah.
There's the sirens going off.
No, cute. Sing it again, guys. Guys. What is Shawn Michaels' gimmick, Tom? What is it?
He's a sexy boy.
Yeah, he's a stripper.
Well, would you say, there you go, the hip shaking.
Male escort? Male escort?
Oh, yep, right here.
Yeah. Just a sexy boy. Sexy boy.
You got Jimmy Del Rey in the ring there and Jim Cornette in his corner.
Oh, yes. Who you go for this one, Tom?
I reckon Dale Reid's going to win the title.
Got sexy boy Shawn Michaels.
I might get some information dropped too about Jimmy Del Rey as well, because this is the longest match I think maybe on the card. There's Tom Pritchard. Look at that, Dr. Tom.
Dr. Tom Pritchard.
And that's your favorite version of the IC title, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. That's your boy, toy. Little Jack Doan is the referee.
Wasn't there a thing in the WWE 2K games? Wasn't there a yellow version? That might have been Warrior, I think, had a yellow one.
You sure did.
And then there was Black, I think they had two.
Yes.
See, that's how I take my hat off when I get home from work.
Throw it under your... Throw it under?
Yep. And then I go and pick it back up and put on the hook. Sorry, Bob.
Yeah. Sorry, honey. I thought it would be sexy, but it didn't work.
You knocked the vase off. Sorry. I'll grab it.
I'm dropping everything.
It smashed a bit. I just pushed it. You just spit on it and it sticks.
I love you. I love you. Please don't yell at me anymore.
Now, guys, to give you a bit of an idea, Sean's hair length, I would say, is mine now. Yeah, I would say that my hair length, though I combed it back, that's my hair length right now.
Looking at Jack Jones' hair, that's probably my. Well, they haven't shown Cornette. That's probably the. I know, I'm probably like Cornette.
Yeah, yours is quite tailored.
No, it's not. I've allowed it to grow.
I thought you would use this ISO time to grow your beard out.
Trying, but it's getting in the way of my mask. Oh, no,
true. I had to wear a mask today, actually, and I had to tuck the beard into the mask.
Tuck back or tuck in?
Just get the sticky tape. It hurts time I go out.
What?
You're not covering that. Oh, that's right. My mask. What is it in my face? Sorry about that. Yeah.
Where's he going? Oh, this was. What is this?
So old school. So what do you know about Jimmy Del Rey?
Oh, my God. Nothing.
So one of the members of the Fantastics, which is why we had Tom Pritchard there.
That makes sense.
Also part of the Heavenly Bodies tag team. Not the Fantastics. Why did I say Fantastics? Who was the Fantastics?
I don't know, because you're thinking of Fantastic.
No, I'm thinking about I was thinking about Cornette and the Fantastics. Wrong team. Sorry, guys.
Nah. Good.
He actually passed away too a couple of years ago.
So Vince McMahon just called him the Gigolo.
Yes, because actually there's something here that actually that was his character that he had in Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Yes. Wham!
Yeah, now check this out. This is in Smoky Mountain. Cornette put the gigolo moniker on his name as a playoff on his physique. While Del Rey was an agile and able wrestler at the time, he had a slightly pudgy midsection that shook or jiggled when he did a taunting dance.
Here it goes. He's going to do it now.
Don't we all?
Yes, we do.
Look at that, a couple of gaps there.
I don't know, sir. Mind the gap. There's a young gentleman up the front wearing, looks like a Chicago Bulls jersey, basketball jersey. Did you have one of those growing up?
But it looks like he's wearing a Hornets hat. He's got a Hornets hat on with a Chicago Bulls tee.
I was a fan of the Houston Hornets back in the day. I remember having a hat and a jersey.
Yeah, I was a Michael Jordan fella. They were my Chicago Bulls stuff.
Yes, you were.
Terrible at basketball, good at footy, terrible at basketball.
Absolutely shocking.
Dribbling, ball sports. Mate. Dribbling. I haven't got spit, have I? No, you're dribbling.
No.
What?
No, you're dribbling.
What do you mean? Don't you just run with the ball and shoot it? You're going to bounce it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The only sport I'm really good at is bowling and Wii Sports bowling.
Yeah, you are good at bowling. Yeah, Alan has this style. Well, there's the, look out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me in the
Big
morning.
Big Dick Johnson.
Big Johnson, easy.
Alan has a style that he walks up really close, and it's like a quick flip of the hand when you actually do your bowling. And Alan would just get it every time. And I was all about speed and chucking as hard as I could. But Alan had this style that's like, wait a minute, it's too slow, Al. And he would do it.
I had a style. I'm trying to, when COVID stops, I'm going to try to school my son back into bowling because he really enjoys it for a young fella.
And talking about wee bowling, think of all those drunken nights that we would play that with our mates.
Still do.
Yeah. Such good times, guys. And we're not talking Wii, we're talking the original Wii, guys. The original Wii where the nunchuck could break a TV if it came off your head.
Mm-hmm. One of those days actually you probably could throw you one of your controllers, but lucky you got some grips on it to stop you from throwing it.
And what grips are you talking about there, Al?
That would be our Grippy Boys. You're good at shout outs. Oh, missed.
Well, we're talking about our Luxie grips, aren't we? Our Luxie.com guys.
That's right.
So Luxie.com actually they enhance your performance with the analog grips. They come on the PlayStation, Xbox, and the Switch. And if you use the promo code BRO247, that's BRO247 at Luxie.com, get yourself 15% off at Luxie.com.
Do it, kids. Do it.
And I've been saying now with a lot of affiliates we've been getting recently, there's some really good stuff I want to buy, like some really good things to set me up well with, like my Olu sticks, my chairs, even my Gamer Goo. So,
Oh,
look at that elbow! Love it.
Game lube, buy it now. $99 a tub.
Comes in chocolate.
Dog shit.
And you can eat it.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, down goes Pritchard. Oh, look, back elbow there.
Did you see
Del Rey.
That?
Yeah.
Jimmy Del Rey. Oh, over and under. Super kick, that's it. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wow, love it. So quick. Got it. I love how Vince McMahon would always end with 1, 2, yes. When they'll get the win. He wouldn't say 3, just go, yes. What's the other one? The other one was Forget about it. And did he just use the championship belt as a mirror?
You would.
I use saucepans. There's no reflection though. Just give it to wipe and then turn. Damn it! No, still ugly.
What are you doing, Doc? I'm Shawn Michaels.
You're putting those dishes away? Yes, I am, Doc.
Let me listen to my Shawn Michaels song for the fifth time today. Man.
Not again.
I'm around. Let me walk. Vince loves him. Oh, yeah. God damn it. Sean, take him up.
He was such a big...
He's dropping trail. Those kids are loving it over there.
Wait a minute. There's extra trunks there. It's gone again. Right.
He's going to show the dickhead.
Oh, look at the girls in the front row there.
I might stop.
The boss is there. He'll smash you in the hand.
Some naughty boy. Going to show some naughty bits. Oh,
yeah. And then think, this is, again, this is pre-Shawn Michaels as the WWE champion. Still had to wait another 2 years.
Look at that. Look at the shirt behind Vince.
Lex Luger. Look at that.
That's the Lex Express. Nah.
And that's the thing, like, as I was saying to Alan before, that actually the other three shows that we covered was the first Nitro from September 95, Halloween Havoc from October 95, and also In Your House 95, that we've also covered from June of that year.
Sorry, I'm just getting down to Jeff Jarrett.
With that, with your cowboy hat, would you add a leather strap on yours, like a leopard print?
I would like to think of, just trying to think of an exotic animal. Oh, whoops. Mistake. Kick in the face. One, two, and three. Sexy boy. Oi.
And yeah, showing the In Your House. In Your House came back a few weeks ago, didn't it, for NXT? One of the shows it. They just did. Yeah, no, same.
Didn't watch it. Don't even get me started on the horror show, Extreme Rules.
Yeah, I'd actually downloaded Jimmy Cornette's show this morning, but haven't checked it out. Usually when I'm working from home, that's in my ear that I can check it out, but I downloaded it, but haven't had a chance to actually check it out today. It's like, what, 2.5 hour episode, I think, too.
Yeah, get us to the 30-hour mark. That's when he starts talking about
it. Oh, geez, look at this guy.
Well, fuck. Everybody's leaving.
It was actually in our last month's show where we actually did the War Games Freebirds matchup.
Yeah.
Look at that kid's camera, the green camera. You had one of them. You had a yellow one behind King Ted.
Yes, I did.
The rectangle-sized camera with the hand strap. Roll it back, put the film in, take it to the pharmacy, get it printed.
You hear, Vince is having a bit of shots here against Jared. He is. How many times has he been fired?
Well, they never actually discovered it out. Like, that was what it was meant to lead to, was, Rhodey being the voice of Jeff Jarrett.
Who's that guy again?
Akushi.
Bless you.
Thanks, Al.
God bless. And so, JR, WWE Superstars, 4 months ago, we have...
So we used to get Superstars, but it was the 98 Superstars, which was the recap show. Yes, it was. It had no matches on it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. This guy was so good for his time. It reminds me so much of Great Muta.
Yes.
Like, we've been watching lots of Muta guys for WCW. Oh, it just reminds me so much of him.
Hakushi. Oh,
the White Angel. The white. There's the head. Look. Look at that. Look at that. Imagine the fans. Oh my god, that's really his head.
What's in the box?
He ripped his head off.
That is true, lawyer.
Two kings facing off here, the King of the Ring from 93.
And Jerry. See what happened to the ref?
His foot's hanging. What the hell? Look at the ref's foot.
Oh, jeez.
No. Come on.
Come on, god damn it. That's
the headbutt,
not right. Look at
the headbutt to the shoulder.
Oh, luchador, One, two, three. Jerry Lawyer looking from something out of 205 Live there.
We think they're like that. Said that was May 14th. We're in July now. So they've been feuding for nearly three months. Kikuchi and Bret Hart.
Hello
Look at
there.
This, Al. Hey.
Hey, Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn. Fuck Gunn.
What was that sign in the crowd? I want to see Billy's gun.
Mm.
On that Raw that we covered. So we got Bart Gunn and Billy Gunn, the Smoking Guns, the former World Wrestling Federation tag team champs. And we've actually never featured these guys as a team on our whole podcast. First time ever.
Wow.
Look at this. And we got John Faulkner and Rick Stockhuser.
Yeah, it's Alan and Tom Harrison from Melbourne, Australia.
Hey, guys. We've just been in ISO. We're out now.
Ready to get the shit
kicked
out of us.
Where are we looking? Oh, hard camp. Yeah, no worries.
Hard camp. Hey.
Who's kicking off, or I don't know.
Hey, what do I do now? Cover up and cover your mouth and talk.
Kayfabe.
We're bad guys, remember?
What?
All right, tie up. Headlock.
Oh, right. Man.
Cinch it in tight. Okay.
Now, this is a pretty quick matchup, but I just want to mention something really quickly. There was actually four dark matches on this card. And looking at some of those matches, I would have loved to have seen them.
Let's see.
Dark match one, Bam Bam Bigelow defeated Tanaka in a strap match.
Oh.
So that would have been taped for another show.
Mm-hmm.
The Undertaker defeated Karma in a casket match. That was also taped. I think that was for an In Your House.
Awesome.
Dark match, Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels defeated the Blue Twins in a tag match. So Shawn wrestled twice, as did Bret, prior to their matches tonight.
The Blue Twins.
Yeah, the Blue Twins were Ellie Blue and Jacob Blue. Yeah.
That sounds like it's a take on the Blues Brothers.
Well, let's have a look at them. Oh my God, you were right. It was the Harris Brothers.
Oh, the Nazi Twins.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was the Harris Brothers were the Blue Twins, which I've actually never heard of the Blue Twins before. And in the main event dark match, Diesel defends the WWE Championship in a steel cage against Sid. So I wonder what that was for. That must have been another In Your House or maybe a big Raw show, and they taped it here.
Oh,
like that. That were all four dark matches. How good were they?
Wow.
Casket match, strap match, Harris Brothers, and a steel cage main event.
Steel cage main event between two Godzillas and King Kongs, two giants.
Ooh. Now, I will say, too, we have covered a lot of the 90s guys, and Billy Gunn has been in so much of that, hasn't he? The Outlaws.
Oh, yes. What have we got here? It's a...
like an Outsider's Edge modified.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He's going to be a...
Oh, me.
That's different.
Forget about it.
And that's it. Did they just get one tag each and that's the end?
I don't think even the guy got one tag in. I don't think he got tagged in.
I think Stockhauser started, Faulkner got the tag in, and then Faulkner took the pin. That's it. This is a very quick night, guys. We only got two matches left.
Cool. Bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang.
Look at the camera change. Look at the star.
Yeah. If I owned cowboy boots, I would have the same look, but I wouldn't have the same body type.
I could see you rocking the no-shirt cowboy boots jeans and just strutting around the house. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
There you go.
What's up, girl? It's not a good look.
You wouldn't say that? No, to your girl. You're saying it to your girl.
Yeah, I would say it to my girl. Oh, what's going on?
I'll just go get my T-shirt.
Eight. Ah, great.
So this is the direct shot. So look at this. So they're still selling the T-shirt, which is a shirt and cassette for $17, but the money wouldn't be going anywhere near Jared. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Vince looks weird with no tie. He's got every button done up with no tie on. Or bow tie. Look at it.
Yeah. Not. Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that.
Not.
That's pretty cool. Look at the cassette. Look at the white cassette.
Yes. Oh.
So With My Baby Tonight is actually on that cassette tape, guys. I don't know if it's side A or side B, but it's definitely on there.
Have we ever put the song on With My Baby Tonight on the end of our show?
I actually don't think we ever have before.
Can we do it tonight?
I guess we are.
Well, how did they? My name is Waylon Mercer. I'm in action. And it's very nice to meet you.
Hands in the pocket, white pants on.
Ooh. Who's this?
Oh, he's coming.
Where exactly? And is that what it looks like?
Because I think Goldust actually debuted within the next month. I think it was September he actually arrived in the WWE. Ooh. Skittles, taste the rainbow.
Tropical.
See that blue packet there? I love that tropical one. We actually don't do that anymore down here. We haven't done tropical in years. We have sour and regular, but that tropical one I love. And when I went to Canada, they have all that stuff there.
Mm.
I remember being really happy in a 7-Eleven. All the people were like, what the hell is this guy doing? What's this Aussie guy doing here? And I'm like, we don't have these where I come from.
This is special. Oh, we've got a special thing here, isn't it? With, who's this Fat Two?
Rikishi. Yeah, it's Rikishi.
This is a new gimmick they were doing for him as sort of the Islander fellow who was trying to help the youth of today, wasn't he?
You see that massive scar on his chest? See on his belly there?
Yes.
From the drive-by shooting? Look at that jacket, man. Well, it's very similar to the Guardian Angel. Remember in, with Big Boss Man?
Yes.
In WCW, what, in 94, 95 was doing that.
Yes.
Working with Sting and stuff like that, the late Big Boss Man guys.
Yeah, the Cow Palace, that's where All Elite Wrestling had one of their big shows at the beginning.
Well, I think what he was saying, he was identifying it, saying that's where I started my career. That's where I started off here on the streets, and that's where I want to go to. Make a difference.
Yo, man, make a difference. Make a difference. Hello there.
Now, Dan Spivey, he was actually in our last show. Wait, Mr. Mercy.
Look, he was shaking hands with the referee. Yeah,
it's okay.
Do you know who's a copy on?
Yeah, it's isn't it Cape Fear?
That's correct.
Yeah, Robert De Niro, yeah.
Yes.
Jesus, mate.
Whew, look at this guy.
All right, mate, we need a ring name for you. Gary, Scott. Yeah, that's fine.
my name's Scott. Your name is Gary. Okay.
I'll take that. Yeah, so this is Dan Spivey. So Dan Spivey, guys, featured in our last show, which was our 1989 Great American Bash, winning the Battle Royal, the King of the Hill Battle Royal with Sid Vicious. Teddy Long, yeah.
As soon as the bell rang, Waylon Mercy turned into a different vicious man.
Well, he actually retired at the end of that year as well. This was his last stint in wrestling.
That's right. You were saying on the our last show.
And I think this gimmick, again, only went for only a few months because, again, this is that era of WWE, Doink the Clown, you know, cartoons. Funny gimmicks. We don't know what we're doing. You know, we had a turkey, you know, back in 1990 with the gobbledygooker. And yeah, now we have people like, we got like Waylon Mercy, the Goon, you know, Duke the Dumpster, Drozé, all those different gimmicks going on.
Yeah. Come in. Oh.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Wham, right on the back. Ooh. Very brave man to wear white pants in the ring.
Yes, you are. Yes, I would say that.
A very brave man to wear actually white pants in general.
Well, I think the problem there with Mr. Scott, I reckon he's lacking energy. I reckon.
What type of energy do you mean?
I think if he had himself some Rogue Energy, guys, at rogueenergy.com, using the promotional code 2702, get yourself 10% off all your Rogue Energy products to enhance and optimize your mental and physical performance. That again is rogueenergy.com. Promotional code 2702.
Oh, it's got him in the sleeper hold. Good night.
He's going to rip his head off. Look at him.
He's going to, look at those eyes.
It's all right. Go to sleep now. You're all.
Yeah, go to sleep now. Everything's going to, he's going to break his neck.
What's on the floor? Is that just a little, is it a black line? No, redemption like, tattoo.
Yeah, I think it's meant to be. Oh, my goodness. It's a sword.
It's a knife, isn't it? A blade. Yeah,
it's a knife.
It's a knife, mate. Paul Hogan, it's a knife.
It's a bloody great big knife there, mate. You're going to get stabbed. Oh, okay. Just helping him. I'm sorry.
What's it say? Redemption, torment, and then something else on his forearm.
These are the tattoos, very similar tattoos.
Todd Pettingillo. He actually came back for the In Your House that happened recently.
Yeah, a couple of months ago at the NXT one.
Yeah.
Didn't have the same hair, though. I had that hair at that style in 1995.
You did, too.
Stridex. Mm-hmm.
Cleans, treats, and prevents supersized pads. Right.
What are they for? Are they, like, adult diapers?
I guess they are.
Or are they for the ladies?
I never heard of that, Spidex. Well, I would Stridex. Say the ladies, based on the color scheme, it looks like. And yeah.
Maximum strength.
Oh, last night. Look at this.
Who are these boys?
Well, Lex was about to leave, actually. This would have been his last In Your House, I believe, teaming up there with the British Bulldog against Owen Hart and Yokozuna. This would have been for the tag titles, I believe. Ooh. Such a good team. Hart and Yokozuna's worked so well. Like, you had that was speed and strength right yes. there. So good.
Very much like the Hurricane and Rosie back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. Look at that earring in the ear.
Yeah, was it? Oh, this is the third time we've talked about this Intercontinental
match. Yeah, see the IC title, the Black Championship?
Yes. Cover your mouth, please. Where's your mask?
What? You're not going to... While I podcast.
Yeah.
can you Can you hear me? I can't hear you. I'm getting dizzy here.
Welcome to the broadcast. Want to see a pip? Oh, Jesus.
I can't help but being dry. Wait.
Wait, what? To help you feel a little bit more drier, you should use those DryTech pads.
No, you know what? If I should have a drink, I should probably have myself some Player One coffee, Al.
Yes, that might help you with that cough.
Yeah. And you guys can actually get help too by having Player One Coffee at playeronecoffee.com. Use the promo code BRO247 and get 5% off products. Player One Coffee develop coffee recipes custom tailored to gamers, creatives, developers, and just about anyone that really enjoys a cup of coffee. That again is playeronecoffee.com, promotional code BRO247.
Very nice.
So this was the lumberjack match in your house too. This was the one where Diesel was the champion, Psycho Sid was the challenger, and all hell just broke loose in this main event.
Luckily, he came out as world champion.
I love that old school belt, eh?
Very cool.
Do you remember that photo shoot WWE did a few years ago where they brought back the old belts for some photo shoots and had Roman Reigns with that belt? Yes. Looked really good on him.
King Mabel.
Oh, man, look at this, hey? So he won the 95 King of the Ring. I'm trying to think, was it Vagary defeated in the main event? I'm trying to think who he actually defeated to win that year's King of the Ring. I think it was Savio Vega.
And Mo was reading out the declaration, and the crowd was chanting ECW.
That's right, yeah.
Throwing rubbish at both these guys, beer. A lot of stuff. And he was meant to be the third member of the NWO.
That Bischoff has, you know, just denied that was even ever thought about. Yeah. He goes, where has that ever come from?
Dave Meltzer was under the impression it wasn't going to be Hulk Hogan. This man right here, Mabel, was going to be the third. Would have been very interesting.
Yeah, and he went on to actually take on Diesel. I think it was SummerSlam that year, actually, for the championship. It was unsuccessful, never actually won the WWE title. And now it's time for our, main event, guys.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Oh, yes, it is.
It is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Right. Because the Hitman, Bret Hart.
And you'll see the head in a second.
Here we go.
Which is our custom cover art that I put up, guys.
What's
it? Give me the head in the bag. That's it. Let's freak out the kids. Let's freak out the children. Let's confuse them. Look at the bottom of it. What the?
I would have got like some dripping action out of it. At least you've got the glasses on.
Yeah. It's pretty lifelike, though.
It is. Very much like.
It's up there with Hulk Hogan holding his own head against Warrior. 98. Freaking out, logging up his head.
Mm-hmm.
Razor Ramon, look at that, eh?
In Savio Vega. So you got the Land Express right there.
It got a bit weird in the next few months because when Diesel left to go to WCW, that's when Jim Ross turned heel and he brought in Razor Ramon, and that's who Savio had a feud with for a couple of months before that storyline was dropped.
Yeah, that's right, because it would be a few months from now, about a year from now, wrestling changed forever. Mm-hmm. With Hulk Hogan becoming a bad guy.
Yeah, June, July, August of 1996 was the biggest change because you had Bash at the Beach, you had Hog Wild where Hogan won the title, wrote NWO on the belt, and the NWO just grew and grew and grew. Had Ted Biasi, Six-Pack joined the team.
Yes.
Bret Hart has been featured on a few of our companions, Starrcade 99, also Survivor Series 97, and I think also Survivor Series 1990, where he teamed up with Jim Neidhart in one of the old Survivor Series matchups when he's wearing his bright pink old attire.
Yes.
So this match goes for about 9.5 minutes, I think. And that's what you'll see, you know, looking at, you know, Haikushi, you know, again, great luchador style that he brought to WWE. Again, he never ever spoke, I don't think, in any interviews. It was a speechless character that didn't say a lot, but just let people know who he was going after. This run only went for about 2 years. Didn't lead to him to winning any major championships in the WWE, no run as world champion. But I kind of saw it as, you know, WWE trying to do their own version of what Muta was doing in the old school NWA. Look at it. Brett's getting tripped here. There he comes. So the reason why I also wanted to choose this Raw, guys, not only was it, again, for this month and also for what occurring, 25 years ago this year, but this was one of the highest rated Raw matches in all time. But the scrap that these two put on for 10 minutes is up there, one of the great Raw main events that took place in the old Raw show with the big Raw letters on the front rampway.
You sit back and watch it, guys.
So it says here about Haikushi's style of wrestling was a precursor to the Lucha style, which became emphasized in major wrestling promotions in the mid-1990s to the mid-2000s. As the only light heavyweight wrestler in the promotion, Haikushi also competed in major promotions such as New Japan Pro Wrestling, All Japan Pro Wrestling, the FMW, and challenging their talent to a series of great matches. And the term Haikushi roughly means white death or white master.
That's cool. Very cool. Oh, close line.
Look at this here. His first few matches were highlighted by victories over certain jobbers, including future star Matt Hardy. And also mid-carders, Aldo Montoya, which was just incredible, and the 1-2-3 kid. Very nice.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay, so I actually didn't know this, how the feud actually started. So the feud actually was really going ahead in even after the 96 Royal Rumble, because Haikushi got out Bret Hart. I got out Owen Hart. And the feud continued, so... So his ECW run, he only wrestled there for a short time, teaming up with Hayabusa. That was the one, that was the table spot. Remember when Van Damme and Sabu, there's that screenshot of them jumping off the top ropes, putting two people through tables? One of them was Hayabusa and Haikushi. That was that tag team matchup. I think that was for the ECW tag titles, from what I believe.
Yes. Yes, it was. There were Jerry Lawyer and Vince McMahon discussing that. Dentist Isaac Yankum.
Oh, very nice. Yes, the Glenn Jacobs, eh?
Yeah. Oh!
And again, too, like Glenn Jacobs had a range of different gimmicks. He was, what, Fake Diesel? Then he was Isaac Yankum. Then he became Kane.
No, wasn't it the other way? Wasn't it the other way? I thought, wasn't it... Isaac Yankum, then he became.
I'm trying to think, because when he came in with Kane, he had long hair. So, and when he was Isaac Yankum, he had that blonde curly hair. So I think that might have actually been Isaac Yankum first, then Fake Diesel, then Kane in 97. Yes. So, yeah. Yeah, no, he was Fake Diesel in 96, because that's when Hall and Nash were the WCW, because they put Diesel and, Ramon together. In the WWE to say, oh, look, they've got the outsiders over there, but we've got the real ones here in the WWE because we have Razor and Diesel.
We still got their names.
Oh, Bronco Buster. A modified version of a Bronco Buster.
He's using the whole... Goodness gracious.
I'm going to use my elbows, my kicks, and my groin tonight.
Got to keep that flexibility up, brother. It's going to be a good night tonight.
Oh, nice chops. Look at this. Having a break. Oh, look at that counter. I still love Bret Hart's side Russian leg sweep. So much force with the yanking of the head.
So good. Good.
And that's the thing. Like, I would say later in life, I got to kind of appreciate, you know, Bret Hart more, because when I got into it, he wasn't there in WWE. He was WCW. I didn't know a lot about Bret until probably, when did I get to 98? Maybe more 99, 2000. I started watching it, kind of when his career was coming to an end. You know, by the end of 99, he suffered the kick by Goldberg and was gone. And it wasn't until later. He had some great wars, like from 92, 93, 94, 95, 96. But again, I wasn't watching at this time.
If you look, Well, if you look back at it, it's pretty much Bret Hart was doing what, say, John Cena was doing in 2001, 2002. And I remember watching John Cena when he was on SmackDown. And then after that, how he became the rapper. And then the Thugonomics, and it became sort of the hustle, a little respect. Now, a lot of people give John Cena a lot of shit, but the guy is a modern-day Hulk Hogan or Bret Hart. He's got that type of magnetism that he has. Oh,
well, he's definitely our generation. If you go from a wrestler to a movie star, that always make a wish stuff, and you know the amount of times as champion, and even Cena himself. I think I've quoted on this show where he was in an interview where he said, "People can't compare me to Hulk Hogan because I took the hand from my ear and put it in front of my face." Mm-hmm. You know, to do a "You Can't See Me," he simply did Hogan's ear pose and just put it in front of him. But I would definitely say, you know, Cena is the modern day version of the Hogan for people who got into wrestling from 2003, 2004 up to now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that was 16 years ago. You know, and we were watching it back then and how it's changed from the time it started and then to now.
Well, who do you say at that time of the 2002 time is the Ric Flair?
Well, I would have to say, Triple H.
Triple H, yeah. Yeah.
You know, the stuff that he was doing, you know, the heel champion on Monday Night Raw, Flair being by side, they were making the new Horseman with Evolution.
For sure. Oh, fantastic maneuver.
What's he doing? He's going to jump now. Oh. Don't do it. Earl Hebner there, featured in our TNA show that we just did, guys, as well. Do you remember that show, or you drink? Yeah.
I don't remember the last bit of it. No, I don't want to remember that.
Oh, bro.
I was about to say, when we saw Jeff Jarrett before.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
The Osai moonsault from the inside out. Yeah, what you were saying about Jeff Jarrett?
Very cool. Yeah, I don't. The last time I saw Jeff Jarrett was actually just then when he was singing about "With My Baby Tonight." I have no recollection of the TNA show.
I was going to say, I remember him entering the King of the Mountain. I don't remember him winning.
No, I don't.
You have no memory.
I don't remember. None. Bad.
Well, you know what I think you needed, Al, when you were actually watching that show?
Tell me.
I think you needed just to sit down in a really comfortable chair and enjoy the show. And I think you would have been sitting in a Triumph chair, guys, at triumphchairs.com. Triumph Chairs actually specialize in gaming. They're a gaming chair company specializing in comfort and performance. Using the promotional code BRO247 gets you 10% off your products at triumphchairs.com. And the backbreaker there, look at that.
Yeah, it might be a wise idea to get a Triumph chair in the future.
There's some really good stuff. Jump onto their website. So they've got some really comfortable chairs. Like, you ain't going to get up for them. You're staying there.
Nah. What's he doing? Get out of the ring. One.
It's Jinsey. I think it was Jinsey was the name of his manager.
Mm-hmm. Oh. One. Two.
And the thing, too, this was also the time period where, yes, it was in front of a live audience, but they would tape multiple Raws here. Yes. So, you know, Nitro would have been counter-offering their product because they would have kicked off they would started the next month, actually. They had no counter-offering. They would have had Saturday Night and Worldwide, but they actually kicked off in September, which was when Luger left and debuted.
Ooh.
Going for the diving headbutt. Misses it.
Misses completely.
Look at the Chicago Bulls kid.
He's gone nuts for it. Oh, what's Brett doing?
Oh, he used to love his top rope suplexes too. Because again, he used to whip them. Watch how quick he does it. It's just so fast. Watch this.
Fantastic.
Center of the ring too. And again, Brett doing double duty because he was in that tag match on the dark match.
With Shawn Michaels.
Which is crazy to think those two teaming up.
Yeah.
There it is. Center of the ring. Sharpshooter replied. Some would call it the Scorpion Deathlock. And it's over. A verbal submission. He tapped Uncle. Bret Hart is your winner. Oh, look out. Jinsey's getting knocked out.
Oh, headbutt. Look at that granny down the front with the beer.
She's got a beer. Look at that, too. It's a, I love how it's the main event. She's got a beer there.
She looks like someone out of the Golden Girls.
That's awesome. She just tilts it to Brett, skulls it.
Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, man. Traveling on the road and back again. Oh, man.
That's, yeah, no more.
Okay.
Wow. Because you went full Creed then, or Chad Kroeger from Nickelback when you did that.
Yeah, I was going to say either Creed or Nickelback. I'll take that as a compliment. So.
Well, I was wide open. Under the satellite.
That's pretty good, actually. Huh?
Thank you for being my friend. Oh, so yeah, don't. Yeah, don't. Don't encourage me. Oh, my God. Who's that?
That's the Feed, isn't it? But that was its PCO, we know today, in Ring of Honor.
Oh,
that's because in the feud, he was trying to get that head off Haikushi, and now he's finally got it.
Ooh.
Yeah, PCO, the former Ring of Honor champion, still going today in pro wrestling, which is crazy. Still
going today. Yeah. Oh, big
hugs. You see Earl Hebner was high-fiving kids on the side? Yeah, I'll get a high-five too on Earl.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. In a couple of years, I'm going to be the most hated person on the planet.
I'm going to screw this guy in front of me. So, yeah, just letting you know. You want a shirt?
Here we go.
Report
card.
The report card with Dean Douglas. So there he is.
Oh.
Your attention, class. They're not listening to me, so I'll run my hand across the board. Look at that. Scratching the board.
I'd love to do that with my class, but we don't have chalkboards anymore.
I would love to see you go to your work. Go to work tomorrow, Al, with tan pants on and a cream shirt.
Yeah. Well, I can do it.
Okay. So he's defining what the word knowledge means. You're putting too. I can't read it all. You're putting it up too fast there. I can't. What was one? What was two?
This is pretty much the 3 minutes of stuff we don't even really need to worry about, right?
Yeah, it's actually nearly done now. There's only like 2 minutes left, but they're going to finish off their Raw with a report card.
Well, we could pretty much talk amongst ourselves and not even worry about what Dan Douglas is saying, right?
And if now you don't want to talk about Ric Flair.
Now, cut the fucking music.
Wait a minute. Listen here.
Listen here, Dick. You know what? If you don't mind, I might do some old Dean Douglas, if you don't mind.
Go on. Become Shane Douglas now.
Shane Douglas. Okay. Cut the fucking music. Listen here, Dick Flair. I am sick and tired of this. Day in, day out. You are not the greatest wrestler of all time. I am. That's right, I had a shitty gimmick in WWF. Now I come to ECW, now I can say whatever the fuck I want. And I've got next to me, that's right, I got Francine, and she's been bouncing around like, you know what? That's right, tonight, taking on Taz. Taz, you haven't got a chance in holy hell. You're gonna lose tonight, and I'm still gonna be the ECW champion. He's still going. I tried to do it. I couldn't. It was over too quickly. I'm sorry.
I'll go play some games now.
He's got another 2 minutes. He's got another 2 minutes.
But then the problem is, though, the thing is, though, like if you finished early, that's okay because you can go do some gaming.
Oh yeah, that which I do.
And sadly. Talking about gaming, Al, you can actually get involved with Clinch Gaming at clinchgaming.com. Using your promo code BRO247, get 5% off, guys. Clinch Gaming manufactures custom professional gaming controllers for your Xbox One, PlayStation 4. ClinchGaming.com, guys. BRO247 is your code.
There we go, guys.
Now, it's actually not over yet because there's an interview that I'm about to cut because this sets up a next matchup coming up in a couple of weeks on Raw. There's these Strider pads.
You know what they were? They weren't for down there. They were actually up for your nose.
Oh, like a clearer cell.
They were No. When you were playing basketball and you had trouble breathing, they actually put them on your nose. Booker T and Stevie Ray had them in WCW. Yes.
We thought it just was just tape, what they... guys, and it was the Spidex.
For the nose. Oh. I just still had a blow off Sonny's backside, and I'm feeling fine. I'm high as a kite. I can't even feel my teeth. I just got to say one there. Thing, Vince McMahon. I don't know what's going on.
I feel as good as I look, was his quote.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. King, I love that he called it Jerry Lloyd Kingfish.
Yeah. Look at that hair of King. Real greaser style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very much.
Well, these guys would end up facing off on a Monday Night Raw main event. I don't think it was the next week. It might have been 2 weeks later because, again, it was pre-taped. So this was setting up a feud for the next taping of shows. And Brett went on to, oh, yeah, Shawn went on to beat him in about 10 minutes, I think it was.
Bye-bye.
Join us next week on Monday Night Raw.
I'd just like to say to you, Jerry Lawyer, I can't wait to get high as a kite and get in the ring with you, then go out the back and try something with Sonny.
I'm not saying nothing.
Well, no, you knew it happened. Lipstick. Lots of lipstick. She said it in shoot interviews. Bro. Yeah. You know it happened.
I think she's in actually prison now. Side note.
Yeah, she went back in.
Yeah. You going to help her out? Or?
No. I'm not. I wash and sanitize my hands of that one, please.
I cancelled my subscription to OnlyFans, and now I'm just trying to survive.
It wasn't worth it.
All right, guys. Well, that's actually the end of our companion for Companion 44. That was a very fast and quick episode out there, guys.
Very nice.
Any closing comments before we finish up?
Are we going to give a shout-out to one of our favorite other podcasters?
Yes. Should I do it now, eh?
Let's do it.
Here's a podcast, guys, that we think you should definitely check out.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan J.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and parlay points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
All right, guys, we are back, and we're at the tail end of one of the quickest episodes we've ever recorded. One of the quickest ones besides this, I think, we did was the first Nitro, which actually clocked just over an hour when we did that. Back in September of last year for the inaugural Monday Night Nitro, and there's our first Raw from 95, Al. Good show.
Very good show. Great choice on that one. I must say it was a great show to sit, go back and watch. And my God, how long ago was this show actually made?
25 years ago, bro.
Far out. That's a long time ago. Good Lord. Good show.
In regards to our show, guys, you can download all previous episodes on Podbean, Apple iTunes, Highcast, and CastBox. Check us out on Instagram at the Brocast Podcast. And the main way directly is on Twitter, guys, at the Brocast, TheBroKast. Shout out to our sponsors that we played and gave some little intro ads that I just made on the fly. I just made them on the fly for you guys. And I'm talking about a range of different affiliates that we have, from RogueEnergy.com to Luxie.com, TriumphChairs.com, ClinchGaming.com, PlayerOneCoffee.com. Check out our Twitter because it has all the key codes that you need to actually get some great discounts from 5%, 10%, and 15% off different products that we have there. And I think we're actually at the tail end, Al. What do you reckon?
Yes, we are done. Great show, Tom. Great work on you as well, too, sir, on the concept art for our covering, guys. Excellent work. Give him a round of applause.
And all I want to say to that is
a small golf clap.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, that's enough.
And as we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all.
Good night.
Wear your mask.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Square Circle Podcast. I am your host, Marie Shadows. And today, I'll be reading exclusively from the first draft of my wrestling novel in progress called Rookie. Rookie is a murder mystery wrestling novel. It will have all your favorite wrestling elements like high-flying, technical, promos, fun characters, emotions, betrayal, and love always finding a way to break through darkness. It follows a male protagonist seeking answers for the disappearance or death of his father after reading the letter addressed to him years ago. His trusty female love interest will be at his side, and along the way they'll meet various characters. These chapters are also written. The audio format is your bonus content to take on the go. If you enjoy the content I put out into the world of pro wrestling, please consider becoming a supporter via Substack, the home of this wrestling newsletter, the Square Circle Podcast. At the end of each chapter, there'll be a button to become a supporter. I hope you enjoyed this project as much as me. Make sure to tell your friends. I'll see you in the comments.